Good Black Friday morning. Post-Thanksgiving, we're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. I'm trusting this morning, Alan, you might have a bellyache like me.
I hate to be a post-Thanksgiving Debbie Downer, or is that a Dennis Downer? But, oh my God, you know, just ate so much. You just wake up the next morning, you're not feeling good, your head is falling off your body. But thanks to heaven that we are all still here. And wonderful family gatherings all around the country. Biggest day of the year in terms of travel yesterday. There'll be a lot of people on the roads today, David, going back from Thanksgiving dinner. There'll be record numbers of flights, and there will be a lot of people who are still trying to deal with the elections. If the dinner at our house, and we had a lot of people, was any example of that, there's a lot of frustration out there.
Absolutely. Not to mention another political issue, which is food. We're lucky to fill our bellies, but so many, even in this country, including many children, go hungry.
It's true. The huge fissure between those who have and those who have not continues. Under this administration, I think it's going to get worse. We are hearing talk of ending Medicare. We're hearing talk of ending Medicaid. We're hearing talk of a voucher system so that it'll be more difficult to get, for example, health care. And so what has always been described as this widening between those who have and those who have not seems absolutely assured that it's going to get worse. And that is something that we have to think about when we see a little child who goes hungry, who is nutritionally challenged. And this government has been trying to assure that everybody gets a meal. But whether that will continue now for people on the lower end of the spectrum is anybody's guess. I would guess not.
The question that we've been hearing about from many of our listeners, especially those Clinton supporters, calling for a recount, Alan, in three states. Your supporters have seized on reports by experts suggesting that Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin should manually review paper ballots.
I have no problem with it. I think that the sanctity of our election system needs to be assured. I don't know that you'll come out with a different finding than what you had after the election. But certainly, if people are having doubts about the way in which the votes were counted, count them again. What do you have to lose?
The choices for Secretary of State for the Donald Trump administration have apparently, according to the Times, divided Republicans. And of course, we're talking about the two top choices, Mitt Romney and Rudy Giuliani.
Well, the party has been split asunder down the middle. There was Mitt Romney who came out and said anything I would have said and have said about the Trump administration and about the potential for a Trump presidency. And now he comes back to Trump and says, yes, I'd like to be your Secretary of State. And Trump gives every indication he'd like to have him. In the meantime, Rudy Giuliani, who is at the Trump table at every moment, helping with the idea of how to win this election, is owed. And he has made it clear, and apparently Trump doesn't like it, that he wants to be the Secretary of State. So there you have Rudy Giuliani with his foreign entanglements and having given speeches all over the world, garnered a lot of money for doing it, obviously owes and is owed, and now he wants to be Secretary of State. There are those who think he cannot get through, even with a Republican Senate, the nomination process. And it is possible that that is true. Now, of course, Romney is regarded as a Satan by many Republicans who think that, you know, he was one of the worst guys when it came to calling out Trump, and therefore they don't want him. And in record numbers, they're writing. And we had the Trump press person, Kellyanne Conway, making it clear that she'd been getting a lot of those letters. So sounds to me like a place when you reach out for a third way. And yet another general or somebody who can pacify the conservatives and leave Romney out. However, from where I'm sitting, Romney would have been a brilliant choice if you were trying to bring America together, which you say you are. I think it's possible Trump wanted him and really can't do what he wants to do.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Well, folks traveling today, be careful and rest up this weekend. It all begins the great circle of work next Monday.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, David, and thank you for everything you do for us. Appreciate it so much.
And to you as well, Alan. Thank you.